Chief Medical Officer, CMO, Dr. Simon Kieser-Beach said, it is normal for people to take vaccines and booster shots for other diseases from time to time, and this is the same for COVID-19. She said once people take their vaccines and booster shots in a timely manner, it provides additional protection against the disease, just like vaccines do for other diseases.
We need to come to the understanding that COVID is going to be with us for a long time. And just as for tetanus, you have to have a booster every number of years, or for hepatitis B vaccination, it's not one shot, there's a series of shots. And then for MMR, you have a booster after a period of time. This is what's going to happen with COVID. You know that in the U.S. and in other countries in the region, every year they get a flu shot against the flu. So this is what has come now in terms of COVID, where it seems as if, for the short term at least, you're going to have to get every 5 months, you would need a booster for the COVID. And we need to understand that. And if we move forward with that sort of understanding, that this is how we would protect ourselves against the inconvenience of COVID and the unhealthiness of COVID in terms of the risk to your general well-being. Remember, COVID can trigger diabetes if you're pre-diabetic. COVID can make your diabetes worse, your hypertension worse, your asthma worse, your kidney disease worse. And if you, you know, have no pre-existing conditions, after a bout of COVID, you have a 30% chance of having something. So we are really urging persons.
In the region, the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Jamaica has increased to 129. This is up from 124 on Monday. Six of the patients are severely ill and two are in critical condition. A COVID-19 positivity rate of 13.3% was recorded for 130 cases after being confirmed on Tuesday from 2,223 samples. Three more deaths have been confirmed from the virus, increasing Jamaica's death toll to 3,059. Another death is being investigated by the Health Ministry. Internationally, the World Health Organization, the WHO, has cast doubts on North Korea's claims of progress in its fight against the COVID-19 outbreak, say it believes the situation is getting worse, not better, in the midst of an absence of independent data. North Korean state media has said the COVID-19 wave has abated after daily numbers of people with fever topped 390,000 about 3 weeks ago. Pyongyang has never directly confirmed how many people have tested positive for the virus, but experts suspect underreporting in the figures released through government-controlled media, making it difficult to assess the scale of the situation. WHO Emergency Chief Michael Ryan said they assume the situation is getting worse, not better, during a video briefing on Wednesday. He said the WHO did not have access to any privileged information beyond the numbers publicly reported by North Korean state media. He said the WHO was offered assistance on multiple occasions, including vaccines and supplies. North Korea state news agency today reported 96,610 more people showing fever in the midst of a nationwide lockdown aimed at containing the impoverished country's first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak. It did not mention whether there were any new deaths. I'm Donnie Collins with today's COVID-19 update.